Hello. Hope everyone is doing well this Monday afternoon. My name is Dan Ferber with 716 Dan Advice here. Today I want to talk about getting back on track and building confidence and maybe some other stuff. We'll see what happens here. So, first thing is talking about getting back on track. With your goals. And I was trying to lose weight and I was losing weight, and then I kind of plateaued and kind of got off tracking what I was eating. And fortunately, the weight came back on. And it's great, to see myself, losing weight, and then you think to yourself, okay, I got this. I don't need to keep track of, the stuff I'm doing. And then, because you think to yourself, I know what I'm doing. Unfortunately, you don't. I didn't. I lost track and hopefully, I will be able to get back onto track. Same thing with dealing with my emotions. I started writing, and when things weren't doing so well, so I started write out my feelings. Just for a moment here, and eventually, things started turning around, and it made me realize the lesson here is that you have to do things, consistently, to one, to get results, and then two, to keep the results. I have to remember to write, even when times are good. Because usually I'll write stuff down when things aren't doing so well. Here, it's way when I get frustrated and flustered here, and I'll write and things, my perspective, starts to get a little bit better, more relaxed, more focused here. So that's, why, you hear that it's important to one, write down, your goals and to be able to see them, and then also to consistently write them down here. And by consistently, writing them down and seeing them, that will hopefully build, confidence here and have you try new things. And that's another thing that I believe that will build, confidence here is trying out new opportunities and, new, trying new things here. And I just heard this contest, of sing with Nickelback, sing one of their songs, Be a Rock Star. So, I think I will go try that out here and see what happens. Is that taking that chance? I don't have the greatest singing voice, but it just might be, fun thing to do. And sorry here, getting my thoughts here together. And it's, taking that, chance here. I definitely, sometimes, doing uncomfortable with, you know, I guess supposedly are supposed to help build confidence here. I think they're talking about, you know, immersion and, you know, doing a fire walk. I never did one, you know, but people are like, if I could do that, you know, I could do walk across fire, you know, you could do anything. And while that seems to be, I don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, I've done some crazy stuff here. I mean, I've ziplined, jumped off airplanes, snorkeled with exotic fish, sharks, but yet those are all things that I don't know, it's things I've enjoyed doing, but I think being consistent and taking action is another way to build, you know, your confidence here. I guess it's taking uncomfortable action and something, you know, people should do, I believe, every day here, do something uncomfortable. Because then you'll realize that, the fear that you had before doing it isn't that bad here. And I definitely need to take my own advice sometimes here. You know, be giving advice and think these talks I'm doing hopefully are helping people out there, but it's also helping myself and making my brain realize that, well, one, you know, I'm always, I mean, people, before they give, you know, speeches, before, you know, tens of thousands of people are uncomfortable, I've heard before. You know, it's all about, you know, the mindset here, you know, and definitely something that I think will take a lifetime to master here. But, you know, is enjoying the journey here. So, you know, and advice doesn't have to be, you know, long, or, you know, can be straight to the point here. And I'm not one to, you know, talk, you know, for long periods of time here. But I'm just trying to share, you know, information I think would be helpful to others here. So I do appreciate those who are listening. Thank you. But I'm going to enjoy the rest of this sunny Monday evening. And make sure you follow me on Wisdom and also on my check out my website, 716 Dad Advice. And I hope everyone here has a great and wonderful day.
Hi, my name is Dan. I am a husband and father from the Buffalo, New York area. I'm so glad you found my podcast, 716 Dad Advice. I hope the following information I do share will help you in some way, and also it helps me too. So I'm glad we're on this journey together. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 716 Dad Advice. I really appreciate you listening. And if you got anything out of it, please share, subscribe, and leave a review on either Apple or Spotify. I would really appreciate it. Thank you, and have a great day.